Hi guys, and welcome back to Lily White Rose, the Stars of Tomorrow Today. John Wenham here, hope you're doing well, and thanks again for tuning in and downloading another episode. This pod can be downloaded on iTunes, Spotify, and across all major podcast providers. We're also on Twitter, at @LilyWhite_Rose, Instagram, @LilyWhite_Rose, and Facebook, @LilyWhiteRoseN17. Starting off this episode with the international call-ups our younger players have had over the recent international break, Alfie Devine and Dane Scarlett were both called up for England under-19 duty. Dane started and opened the scoring during England under-19's 3-1 win over the Republic of Ireland, whilst Alfie started and opened the scoring for England in the next game versus Armenia, his first goal at England under-19 level. Both players then started in a vital 2-0 win over Portugal last night, with Dane opening the scoring and then Alfie winning a penalty which Dane duly converted for his second, which sealed England's progress to the under-19 Euros this summer. Both players have done incredibly well in recent weeks, and this form for England will not go unnoticed back at Hotspur Way. Hopefully both players can get some involvement with the first team before this season brings to a close. England under-17s now, and Rio Kyra-Maton started and completed 69 minutes, whilst Jamie Donnelly came on as a sub after 69 minutes, but then saw red on 89 minutes. Timothy Lotolata continues to start for France under-19s as their number one keeper, and featured again with a clean sheet and a 5-0 win versus Sweden under-19s. He was then selected again as France lost 1-0 to Czech Republic. France were away to Bosnia yesterday, and he started for the third straight time during this break as they recorded a 2-1 win. I'm really excited about the potential of Timothy, and I hope we can secure him on a long-term contract and then a sensible first loan for him next season to continue his development. In what is possibly the most exciting call-up of all our internationals, Callum Cisse has received the maiden call-up for Sierra Leone and today started for them away to Congo. He started in a wide right midfield role and incredibly scored both goals in a 2-1 win. He completed 74 minutes in a truly remarkable debut appearance. His goals included one from the penalty spot after he won it with a driving run into the box that the defender handled. He then stepped up and expertly buried to the left-hand side. And his second goal was a lovely finish underneath the keeper. Hopefully Callum builds on this huge confidence-building moment upon his return to Hotspur Way and can really look to establish himself. You know, he featured in pre-season last year and he'll be looking to do the same again on this upcoming pre-season. Maybe he can get himself a place on that tour squad to South Korea. Talking about the international call-up, Callum said, "I didn't believe it at first when I got the call-up, but I'm very, very happy and very excited. I have no clue how it came about. They, the Sierra Leone Football Association, just sent an email out of the blue. I didn't know anything about it, and I was surprised and delighted, as my family were. Definitely a good experience, but now I need to work hard, try to get in the team, and just keep doing my best. Because it's my first call-up, I feel like I've got the most to prove. I have to do everything right. I've got to train and play well, do the right things off the pitch, recover properly. I've got to make an impression and show that I'm there for the next call-up, if that comes too." Callum is actually eligible to represent Sierra Leone through his father, Tony, a boxing coach from the West African country who has trained fighters to compete at the Commonwealth Games and who recently came into Hotspur Way to deliver a fascinating educational workshop for our under-18s about the fitness, sharpness and mental application needed in the ring. Callum himself is also keen on the sport and revealed how elements of what he's learnt from his dad over the years have aided his footballing career. He said, "For me with boxing, it is totally the opposite. Football is more of a team game, but with boxing it's just you and your own. You have to fend for yourself. And over the years, I believe it's taught me a lot. Obviously, my dad has that boxing background. He's coached amateurs and professionals, and he recently did a little bit of a session for the under-18s. I've spoken to a couple of them, and they liked what they learned. Back to football, and Callum hopes his ability to play in different areas of the pitch will help him to keep making progress. I think it's very important because it gives the manager more of a wide range of options where you can play," he said. "If you can play in a lot of positions, if someone comes out or something happens, he knows you're able to cover that role. So in my eyes, you can be even more important for the team. For me though, every time I go out there, whenever I'm playing, I have to keep giving my all, play how I usually play, and try and help the team win games." After a disappointing campaign in the African Cup of Nations earlier this year, Sierra Leone have embarked on a new era of a host of fresh faces drafted into their ranks for this trio of friendlies in Turkey. Callum, who has performed consistently well as a fullback for our development squad this term, making 21 appearances in all competitions, and earning a place on the first team bench twice in the UEFA Europa Conference League, having also, as I said, featured for our senior side in pre-season. This appearance will lead to many more appearances for Callum. You know, only 19, he's got a lot big future ahead of him. And hopefully, again, like I mentioned with Lotolata earlier, hopefully Tottenham can secure a sensible loan for him next year. He will have done a full season with the under-23s this year, so he now needs to go out on loan. Maybe a full season in League One or something like that would be really useful for his development next year. And I hope Tottenham can get that done bright and early so he can have a full pre-season as well with his new club. Thomas Bloxham completed 90 minutes for Republic of Ireland under-17s in their 2-2 draw away to Bulgaria. He had made his international debut for Ireland as a 65th minute substitute versus Finland a few days earlier. Thomas had earlier on played for England at age group level. Matthew Craig got 90 minutes for Scotland under-19s as they lost 1-0 to Israel. Will Andy Yapan came on as a 64th minute substitute for Wales under-17s. And Maxim Paskotsky was an unused substitute for Estonia in a disappointing 2-0 defeat to Cyprus, having started their match last week. The return of ex-Liverpool defender Clavan led to Paskotsky finding himself on the bench. Ronaldo Torraj started both of Albania under-19s fixtures. Troy Parrott came on as a late substitute for the Republic of Ireland in their very credible 2-2 draw with Belgium. He then scored a 97th minute winner last night against Lithuania in what was a massive moment for the youngster, and one he fully deserves after a series of impressive performances from Milton Keynes Dons in recent weeks. Hopefully Troy can build on this and have a really strong end to the season for the Dons. This was Troy's third international goal, putting him just 66 goals behind Spurs legend Robbie Keane's record. I can exclusively reveal the date and time for the under-17 Premier League Cup final versus Manchester City. This fixture has been scheduled for next Wednesday, the 6th of April, at the Loughborough Sports Complex with a 7pm kick-off. I'm unsure why Tottenham haven't released this information as yet, but there you go, that's the date and time of the fixture. I fancy our chances to win the trophy, as it's mostly our under-18s team, with so many being first-year scholars. Plus the most talented schoolboy players who have already been playing up this year, including the likes of Archie Chaplin, Sam Amuyor, and Hannibal Hoft-King. As per the terms and rules of the competition, you're allowed 3 second-year scholars in the lineup. So I do wonder if we'll see the likes of Dane Scarlett, Alfie Devine and Charlie Sayers, for example, feature in the lineup as it's a final and an opportunity for our young players to win some silverware. Obviously, if Dane did come in and partner Jamie Donnelly up front, as I'd expect, that would be quite harsh on Jaden Williams, considering his outstanding form in recent weeks. Now moving on to new contracts. The club have in recent weeks announced new contracts for Brandon Austin, with a deal running until the 30th of June 2024, Malachi Walcott and Brooklyn's Lions Foster until the 30th of June 2023, and Academy Year 1 Luca Gunter signing his first professional contract. Brandon has completely cemented himself now as the third-choice goalkeeper at the club. There was a really good interview with him on the Spurs website this week where he explained his passion for the club, having been with us since the age of 8, and that he's got to keep on pushing and waiting for his chance, which when he will arrive, he'll need to grab with both hands. I put out a tweet this week talking about the difficulty, you know, young goalkeepers have in establishing themselves. You've only got to look at how successful Dean Henderson's loan was last year at Sheffield United. He's effectively come back to Manchester United this year and not had a sniff. And that was after a hugely successful loan. You know, Brandon is now 23 years of age. Really, he's got to be getting some football under his belt. But obviously, if he's going to be the third choice at Tottenham, it counts as homegrown. It counts as club trained, which is especially useful if we're in the Champions League next year. So you do have to wonder what the position of Brandon is. You know, does he want to go out and try and play senior men's football, or is he happy being the third choice and learning from the likes of Hugo Lloris, Pierluigi Gollini this year, and I expect a new second keeper next year? So we'll have to wait and see on that one. I was pleased with the Walcott and Lions Foster news, two players who are developing nicely all the time, but both are in need of season loans next year. Brooklyn is currently out for the season with an injury, so he may have to do a pre-season with Spurs and then head out on loan from next January, having built his fitness up. His injury was such a shame, as at the time that he got it this season, he was set to go out on loan anyway. There was a host of interested parties, talks had undergone with Tottenham, and frustratingly for the player, he did pick up an injury prior to a loan move being completed. Luca Gunter, the goalkeeper who turned 17 last Wednesday, joined our academy at the age of 12 after a spell with Queen's Park Rangers and went full-time with us as a scholar last term. An England under-17 international, Luca has made 11 appearances in all competitions for our under-18s this season, while he recently helped us reach the final of that aforementioned under-17 Premier League Cup. He's also stepped up to feature in our under-23s matchday squad as an unused substitute twice in recent weeks. Kwakwo Adora. I noticed that the player has returned to Manchester City and played for their under-23s versus Liverpool last week. If you remember, the right-back had been on trial with us and played in the 1-1 draw with Blackburn at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I'm not totally surprised by this news, as on the night, he didn't really look any better than what we already have in those positions along the back line. So there is really no point in pursuing signatures of players that aren't going to offer us more than what we already have. You know, sometimes I appreciate, like with the signings of Toby Amole, Marcel Lavinia, we sign those players to allow others to go out on loan and develop. But I feel like we've already got enough players, especially in our back line for next year. And with the likes of Jordan Hackett and Charlie Sayers likely to play a lot of under-23s football next year, I don't see the need to recruit somebody of the ability of Kwakwo, as I saw against Blackburn under-23s. Now moving on nicely to the under-23s, and how Wayne Burnett's side have been getting on in recent weeks, they deservedly returned to winning ways with a 3-1 triumph against Leicester City at Stevenage's Lamex Stadium. Three her first half goals put us firmly in control. Iago Santiago's first league strike of the season, followed shortly afterward by a classy Alfie Devine finish and Jamie Donnelly's effort that went in off defender Lewis Brunt for an own goal, put us into a commanding position with a first Premier League 2 victory of the calendar year. With a handful of players back from injuries and suspensions, this outing was a world away from the disastrous defeat at Liverpool last weekend and more in keeping with the dominant displays we produced at this level during the first half of the campaign. Malachi Walcott and Toby Amole, an effective partnership during that period, were reunited at centre-half and provided a solid base in front of recalled goalkeeper Timothy Lotolata, with Jamie Bowden authoritatively patrolling the midfield areas ahead of them and our front men causing plenty of problems for Leicester with the menacing forward runs and confident finishing. The Foxes' cause wasn't helped when defender Shane Flynn was forced off with an injury early on. We wish him well, but our return to the Lamex for the first time since last year, where we've enjoyed a good run of form this term, losing just once, yielded 3 well-earned points. After the game, under-23's coach Wayne Burnett said, "I thought we played with real intent, purpose and high energy in the first half. We created a number of chances, so I'm really pleased with the first half performance, pleased with the individual performances, plus the team as a collective. Changes were made to the team and I thought the players who came in acquitted themselves very, very well. In the first half, we scored 3 good goals, but in the second half, we didn't play with that same energy, purpose or threat, and we're disappointed that they've managed to score a goal. But after the last 3 or 4 weeks that we've had, we're pleased to get a win, and as I said to the players, we were due a performance because we hadn't seen that in the previous 2 games." Wayne Burnett selected for this fixture Timothy Lotolata in goal, Marcel Lavinia and Callum Cisse as the fullbacks, Malachi Walcott, Toby Amole and Maxim Paskotski in the defence, with Craig and Devine, Santiago and Jamie Donnelly leading the line, with Alfie Devine behind him in the number 10 role. Our under-23's Premier League fixture away to West Ham United on Monday the 4th of April has been moved to Rush Green. This game had initially been scheduled to take place at the London Stadium, but that has now been switched, although kickoff remains at 7 p.m. In addition, our Premier League 2 fixture away to Chelsea, postponed in February, has been rearranged for Friday the 15th of April with a 7 p.m. kickoff at King's Meadow. I expect, as normal with the Chelsea games, you'll be able to find streams for that with Chelsea TV showing the game, or through their YouTube or through the Chelsea TV app. You will have to mute the commentary though, as we've discussed before, owing to the biased nature of it. Our under-18s have had 2 games in recent weeks with varying degrees of success. Firstly, Jaden Williams scored an incredible 5 goals and assisted another 2 as our under-18s stormed to a 7-0 win over Birmingham City. The young striker was too hot to handle in the glorious sunshine at Hotspur Way, converting 2 well-struck shots in the first period before netting a slightly fortuitous third just after half-time when his goal-bound attempt took a deflection off a defender and sailed into the net. His and our 4th soon followed from the penalty spot after he was brought down in the box, before he teed up midfielder George Abbott to fire into the top corner for his first goal of the season at this level. A nonchalant finish past Blues goalkeeper Alfie Brooks from a tight angle completed Williams' haul midway through the second half before captain Rio Kyra-Maitens seized on the front man's pass to bring up a magnificent 7 and complete our biggest under-18s Premier League win since November 2020. Just what we needed after a tough couple of results for Stuart Lewis's side. Could have been a very different story though, however, had goalkeeper Aaron Maguire not pulled off a vital double save to deny Birmingham skipper Kieran Wakefield 1-on-1 inside 4 minutes. Defender Jordan Hackett heading off the line in the aftermath of the second one. But in truth, we looked comfortable from an early stage. Kyra-Maitens seeing a lot of the ball in the central areas in the first 20 minutes, and that led to a basis for our complete dominance throughout the game. Under-18s coach Stuart Lewis gave full credit to his players for putting in an emphatic end to their recent winless league run and reserved praise for the outdominant Williams, declaring, "It was an outstanding individual display from Jaden. He thoroughly deserved his 5 goals and the quality of his assists was outstanding as well. But I thought his work rate and how he set the tone for our display with the way he got the ball and how he pressed the ball was excellent, and he got his rewards with the goals and assists. He's been consistent throughout the season with that and I'm pleased he's taken the match ball home this evening." On the overall outcome, Stuart said, "It was a really positive day for the boys and I thought it was a really pleasing performance and result. It was great to earn a clean sheet and in the final third we were ruthless and showed some real quality in our play. So we thoroughly deserved the victory. There have been some results recently where perhaps performances wise we haven't always deserved the outcome, but today I thought the performance and result were coincidental with one another and we got our rewards with how we played. The boys are in a really good place. They're working hard day in day out. They're progressing and playing some good football, but the focus will now be on the next game and another good training week and hopefully we can carry this momentum on. We've had a player playing for the under-23s recently in Jamie Donnelly, so that's a positive, but now we've all got to keep working, challenging the boys individually to keep pushing their levels." For this fixture, Lewis selected Maguire in goal, Will Andy Yapan at left-back, Jordan Hackett, Han Wilhoff-King as a defensive midfielder, Alfie Dorrington and Archie Chaplin as centre-halves, Max McKnight at right-back, George Abbott, Rio Kyrie-Momentum, Ronaldo Torrage and Jaden Williams up front. We then played Aston Villa just this Saturday gone, and our under-18s were left frustrated in front of goal as Villa escaped with the points at Hotspur Way. Lining up without a number of regular campaigners due to the international fixtures taking place this week, our young side gave a good account of themselves and created several chances, but ultimately succumbed to a 2-0 defeat. Aston Villa netting a 90th minute goal on the counter-attack to finally stamp out our spirited efforts to mount a comeback. We featured a lot of under-16s players in this game, as I said, with so many internationals away, but Stuart Lewis was pleased with the way we controlled large parts of the games. "It's a mixture of emotions, really," he said. "It was a really frustrating result, but an outstanding performance, without having the scoreline to reflect that. Even in the first half at 0-0, there were numerous opportunities that we had where the little bits of quality or composure were lacking, and that was probably the case in the second half as well, when our play to get into those areas was outstanding, but unfortunately we didn't have enough quality in those final moments and we paid the price late on, conceding on the counter-attack. We needed that one goal to settle everyone down, and I think had we got that, we would have got 2 or 3. There's lots to work on, especially in the final third, but we're disappointed not to get the 3 points that the performance deserved." We lined up for that goal with Aaron Maguire in goal again, Max McKnight at right back, Jordan Hackett in at left back, Alfie Dorrington and Chaplin again featuring as the two centre halves, George Abbott, under-16s player Sam Amior, Billy Heaps, Damiola Ajayi came on as a sub in the second half for Heaps, and he's a Spurs under-15s player. Wilhoft King started the game. Riley Owen got a rare start. He was replaced by under-16s player Tyrese Hall. And Jaden Williams captained the side. I noticed that on the bench, Leo Black was there. He's an England under-15 international. And James Roswell, another England under-15 international. It's good to see that we're involving a lot of players that I expect will be offered scholarships next year. We've seen a lot of those already revealed. So, it looks like, you know, we're going to have a really strong under-18 side next year, in my opinion. We'll finally have players playing against their own age group. I mean, this year we've had so many times where we've had 8 or 9 first-year scholars coming up against 10 or 11 second-year scholars. That will finally level out next season. And added to that, how many under-16s players we've already involved this year. That means they'll be experienced and they'll be ready to step up. So I'm really excited for our progress next year. And I think we'll have a really, really good year at the under-18s and give that league title a really good crack. That's it for this week's pod. Next week, we'll return to loan updates and listener questions. But just a big thanks again for listening. Please do retweet the pod, subscribe, leave a review on iTunes. It really helps get the pod out to as many people as possible. And as always, the future's bright. It's Lily White.